Yeah, what is a fuck-off weapon?
Jeez.
Yeah, this is a great axe, as far bigger than any of you.
Oh, wonderful. I rolled a 10.
The 5.
This is like the best I've ever rolled for fucking initiative, ever.
Yeah. And Dreamer, I'm gonna need a...
Come on, Bird Boy.
Yeah, hurry up, Dreamer. Still goes on 15. All
right. I love it.
Ridiculous.
Rian, I'm gonna say you and Felgrin are surprised because you're still inside dealing with Pearl.
I could see him like turning around with this thing and being like, look at the size, oh fuck is that?
He's like Rian's like holding it in front of Felgrin's head, comparing it. Dude, he's bigger than your head.
Horns included.
Tavini, you see this thing rise up behind Dreamer.
Like Mary and Pippin right now.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's
really big. Oh, that's a big boy. That's like fucking Arbiter's big.
Oh,
it just
shit.
It just rises up.
I love the difference.
He just drops the pearl.
Oh, I'm kind of tempted to just banish it, but
I love that we're just throwing banishes around like they're fucking nothing. Now we're just like,
now that I got him,
smoke him like you got him.
Smoke him if you got him.
Yep.
That's okay.
Smoke him if you got him, not like you got him.
Oh, perfect.
Is it not Dreamer Rian's turn?
Right there.
We got surprised, so it's getting
all busted. Right.
Since Dreamer is right there, Tavini's going to try and draw the skeleton's attention to her because she's way out there and she's like, hey, Clacky! And she's going to do a Sacred Flame.
Nice. Burn that undead.
Which is
abomination.
A dex save.
A dexterity save from this thing. Burn okay.
Sacred Flame.
Frost Giant Skeleton is going to roll 12 for an 11. So go ahead, give me damage.
Damage! 9. 9 radiant.
For 9 points.
Damalama ding dong.
Alright, so you hastily throw out this spell, and there's a splash of golden fire that curls across this giant's skeleton torso. Couple bits of cloth burn. You could see where the bones are scorched, but doesn't seem to do a lot of damage otherwise. This thing is chunk.
That's fine.
Are you moving anywhere?
Yeah, she's gonna get close to the... Actually, she's gonna spread out just a little bit.
Alrighty.
Just there.
Then that's gonna bring us to Dreamer. What you doing, buddy?
Panic.
There it is.
Dreamer Eagle is going to circle around behind it like this. And I'm going to take the dodge action. I'm going to be about, I'll just say 10 feet up.
10 feet up? Off the deck or 10 feet above its head?
Off the deck.
So off the knee deck. Height.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's now going to bring us to Dazan. And I'll say Dazan, he also seems like he would be surprised because he would have been watching the pair of you with the greed of someone who's like, yes, yes.
Attaboy.
Those pearls do look massive.
Hell yeah. It's as big as your head, Dazan.
Yeah, so I'd join you in the water, but it looks freezing.
Only gets you at first. Then you get used to it.
But that is going to bring us to the Frost Giant.
My Dreamer.
Which, as Dreamer ducks around behind it, you know, its attention, it starts to follow him, but then that spell splashes across its chest, and immediately this creaking sound turns its attention to Tavini and the others. And not quite knowing where the attack came from, it's going to charge the biggest target it has.
Krellic!
Which is going to be Krellic and Tavini, or Krellic and Miri. And yeah, it's going to swing at the biggest thing it sees, which is going to be Miri.
That 10-foot reach. You touch my fucking daughter!
It's going to touch your daughter twice with a great axe.
No. That shit crits, like, a lot.
Man, now I'm missing screen.
No, it just does a lot of damage.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason, great. Maybe I'm thinking Pathfinder.
Rolls a 15 to hit her.
Nope.
And then rolls a 14 to hit her.
Oh, my baby. My baby.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Krellick.
Oh, yeah. Krellick's got an ability where he can respond in kind.
Fuck yeah.
18 does connect.
Atta boy. Fucking take its knees out.
For 9 points of damage. Okay.
Bludgeoning damage.
I love it.
You're right. Actually takes 18.
Fuck yeah.
You watch as your silvered warhammer cracks into this thing's shin bone, and you can see fractures splintering up and down the bone underneath the rotting leathers that cover it. Also, Dreamer, this thing left your attack range.
I don't actually have the stats in the the forge here, so I'm just going to punch it in.
That's okay. Let's see. Your giant eagle. All right, go ahead, roll for me.
With the talon, I'll lash out. Goddamn.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, 22 will connect.
Ka-ka! 2d6. For 11.
Yes.
All right. And that'll be the end of the giant's turn. That's now Miri.
Okay. Miri, feeling a little full of herself after dodging those couple attacks, is going to move in, and she's going to try to chomp-a-chomp this big boy with a bite attack.
All right.
Check your ball. Natty one. Woo!
Natty one. She got overconfident.
Yeah, she did.
Winds up sinking her teeth into a rusted iron pauldron. And all you hear is the scrape of metal, and you see sparks flying, and she kind of, ow! And chips a tooth.
Aww.
No!
Owie.
Yep. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hope you got dental care for Dragon on your insurance.
Yeah, I do. It's okay. I made sure it was covered.
All right. She moving anywhere else?
No, I think I'm going to have her stay right there for now.
Okay. Krellick, my lad. There's a big fuck-off skeleton in
there
front of you.
There is. I think he's going to start... Since Miri's up next to him,
mm-hmm.
He's going to use his bonus action to cast Shield of Faith on her.
Aww.
And then... Whack it.
Whack it in, whackity, whackity, whack.
Damn it.
10 does not
smacking
connect.
It, smacking
roll,
it.
Roll.
Yep.
Smacking it, Jack.
And another low one. Ooh. 3.
Jiminy Christmas. 2
connect.
And then a 3.
Swinging and a miss.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
It's fucking cold out here.
Yep.
All right, buddy. That's now going to bring us to Rian.
Okie dokie, finally. So, Rian is going to run up on this thing. And unlike normal, he is not rocking the dual wielding. He is got a sword and a shield now. He pulls his little dragon shield that he's got and runs up on it. And he is going to go ahead and try to booming blade this thing.
All right.
I'm assuming 13 doesn't do it.
Does not.
Fuck. Okay, never mind.
God, I should have made this the oral fight.
Oh, shit.
it's okay, she can just fly over and kill us from above.
Yeah, okay, nope, that's all he... Oh, no, he has an extra attack, what am I thinking? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's gonna give it another shot. Or not.
Lay it on me.
There we go, just took its sweet time getting over there.
13, nope.
Another 6, that is fucking awesome. Boy, do I feel like I've accomplished something.
Boy, howdy.
Statistically, y'all are doing terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But to be fair, I missed mine too. So too.
That is really, true.
There's been hardly any exchange in this fight.
Yeah, I mean, luckily,
like we're waving
fish
at each other like...
Yep.
Tavini, it is now your turn.
Are you going to hit me with that fish? Anybody know what that's from?
Yes.
You do? Good. Okay. It's from a lip movie called Dogma.
I think this is a touch, right? Yeah, it's a touch.
Then touch him, Tavini.
No.
Touch him gently.
Your touch.
No.
Give him the bad touch.
It's one of the bruises.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing magic weapon, but I'm going to do bless instead.
Nice. Hey, maybe we can hit something.
how many is it? It's three creatures?
Starting off three and then goes up one with every upcast.
Yeah. So I'm going to do four.
Sweet.
All right. So casting it is a second level spell. And who all's getting your blessing?
Tavini, Miri, Rian, and Kralik.
Wow.
Cool.
Let's see how it is.
Sorry, babe.
You got something you want to say to me, Elise? Or do you just hate me now? Or what's going on?
Oh, I think she said it pretty clearly with what she did.
I'm sad. Alrighty.
Poor fellow.
I love it.
Are you moving anywhere, Tavini?
Oh, yeah, she's going to start heading closer to Kralik.
Alright.
Or, actually, no. Yeah.
That's.
Well, the good news is you can move, like, around people, because I guarantee this thing's, like, attack radius is fucking enormous. So, like, you know, you can kind of take a few steps back and be fine and still be
within
it.
She's going to be fairly large.
She's going to be behind it, because she doesn't want it to see her when she smacks it in the ankles.
Yeah. Like, I bet Dazan could get tagged right now, like, as far as length goes. I bet you a dollar.
Dreamer, lad, what are you doing?
Ka-ka! I was muted.
You're muted.
That'll be fun.
Yep. Come on, bird boy.
Giant eagle has multi-attack.
Sweet.
Sweet, lay it on us.
Plus five.
Get him with the pecker.
Hit him with your pecker.
Somehow it worked. You managed to land the blow.
Yes.
God damn right. That's a powerful pecker right there.
Yeah. I'm just going to roll the other attack now.
You dork.
With an almighty thrust, he manages to strike the giant.
Whoa. I miss. You're really, really...
You took it too far there.
All right. You missed. You're not that great with your
pecker.
Did I get damage on the one? Yep.
No, this is the beak.
Oh. Oh. Yes.
Yeah, the pecker.
Right. Y'all are the ones that encouraged him.
It's true. Tis true. That's what we do, because you know what? We're believers around here.
All right. That is now going to be Dazan's turn.
Dazan.
And our wizard, after, like, seeing the pair of you, your expressions fall, Felgrin and Rian, kind of, what's up? Oh, fuck.
Yep. Welcome to the party.
Mm-hmm. And he looks sorely tempted. He reaches into his belt pouch there, and Felgrin, you see him take out something a bit crumbly and yellow.
Oh yes,
in one hand.
What this is.
And he seems to look at it for a moment and then puts it back. No.
Mm-hmm. You better.
Yeah.
And he is instead going to cast Acid Splash.
I love how that guy is just always going for fucking Fireball. Like, he has that shit in his pocket 24/7. Just, right, like,
so
ready to
I.
drop it. I know, but it's always like, that's like the third time that's happened where he's like, I'm going to cast Fireball on all these fuckers. Maybe not.
Giant fails the save, so Dazan winds up doing 4 points of acid damage to this thing.
A 2 and a 2. It's okay.
Gave him a little sizzle.
Yep.
You all really had to get close, didn't you?
So that's what we do best.
They tend to do that, it's annoying.
Felgrin, over your shoulder you hear a bit of splashing as he backs up into the water like, oh, fuck, that's cold.
Goes into the fucking ship. He's gonna get eaten by a giant oyster.
Clack, clack.
Yep, you just hear chink, chink, chink. They're
like, Felgrin,
oh, shit.
That is now your turn to show him how it's done.
He's like, shit.
Don't move too far.
And he's gonna throw a chaos bolt over his shoulder.
The bolts of chaos.
Normal. Our rolls are so bad.
A 14?
Yeah.
A 14 just barely connects.
Nice. Nice.
9 points of damage. And what damage type are you doing? You rolled a 1 and a 5 there.
And he did 9 damage?
9 damage.
So more damage than design. It's gonna be acid.
Nice. That's awesome. Just to show that he did better.
That's right.
That's how you do it.
So, Dazan's spell splashes across the front of this giant, about where Tavini had struck it, and you can see the bones start to get pitted from the acid. It doesn't seem to do a lot of damage. Felgrin, and you cast yours, and it strikes the giant. You're familiar with this spell. You know it can do a lot more. But it still winds up doing more acid damage to the skeleton than to Zahn.
Love it.
See?
I didn't see anything. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
He needs
about.
To study. Just looks down at his nails.
Ooh! That's now going to be the giant's turn. And... see, looking at the folks here, Felgrin, you're the one who's done the most damage to this thing. So, I'm sorry, Boo, but it's gonna glare at you with these frosty blue eyes, and I need you to give me a constitution saving throw.
I believe in you.
A 16, alright. You are not paralyzed by this thing's icy blue stare.
Or take 10d6.
And that is now going to be Miri's turn.
Woot!
So I don't take the damage either?
Nope.
Oh.
Not even half damage.
Save through or take 35 steps to die. Nice, that's awesome. That is a badass saber suck. Like, 10d6 is a lot of damage. So,
yeah, potentially 60 damage.
Yeah. So Miri's going to tuck around behind this guy. And she is also going to, or not also, again, is going to try to... give this
bite his ankles.
Yep, exactly. Give a little bite attack. Attack. Your meow. 1 second. What are you at? Is it a d4?
Yes.
Okay, so
you need a 3.
One d4.
You have to roll a 3 to hit.
Yep. 1. Fuck.
12 does not connect.
Damn it. I usually forget I even have that ability. Yep, unfortunately, that is all she's going to do. And hang tight. Oh, you can do that to me?
Yep.
Oh. Do you want to roll it or do you want me to roll it?
You can go ahead.
1d4. 3!
Jump.
Nice.
Right, I think?
Enhance.
Yep, absolutely works.
Yes, spend luck.
When another creature you can see makes an attack. Yeah, fuck yeah. Sweet. So let's give it damage. Yeah.
16.
She fucking ka-chonks now. It's 2d6 piercing and 2d6 lightning.
I wonder what that looks like when he uses Ben Luck for that.
What does it look like?
Yeah, I was gonna say, tell us, what does that sound like?
I think her neck gets, like, crazy elongated for a
second.
That's
actually kind of fun. Like, she goes to bite, and, like, it seems like she comes up short, and then her neck just stretches a little further. Chunk. Fucking, you see all that electricity just fucking sparkle through her teeth? She comes down and gives that thing a bite.
And you see, as her head ridges, her neck retracts. That she's taken a huge chunk out of its jaw.
Yeah! That's my girl!
Oh, it tastes disgusting.
I bet. She's
spitting on the ice.
Yeah.
Speaking of the ice, underneath the giant's feet.
I was wondering.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. You can see every time that this thing takes a step to swing or turns to face some other attacker, that the ice is creaking and cracking and bending underfoot, and there is seawater flooding into its footsteps where it's placed its feet. You get the very, very clear impression that this ice is not going to hold forever.
It'll be fine.
Yep, that's right.
Krellick, that is your turn.
Krellick will kill it right here.
You're all Krellick's fighting with the urge to run off this collapsing ice.
No.
Yep.
Here we go, Krellick!
Krellick, get them!
I'm trying!
Show the power of Oris!
There you go.
There it is!
This does double damage.
That's what we needed to see. A 21 to hit, definitely 20 connects.
20 damage,
For 10, alright. Yep.
10 bludgeoning. So... yakety, smackety, smackety, yak.
25, definitely hits.
Hitting it, smacking it, smacking it, Jack.
11?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
And then the bonus
action
goodness. Shield smack.
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
For another 8 points.
So much don't all those count as double? Because all being bludgeoning?
All of them are bludgeoning.
Oh,
yeah. So that is another, let's see, how many points total is that? 20, 22, so 42. 58 points of damage.
Fuck, yes!
Wow. 58 damage.
Congratulations, Krellick. Get a fucking clap for that one. That a boy.
That would have knocked out Felgrin in one turn.
Yup, that'd fucked me up real hard.
Yeah, this thing is teetering. Krellick, as you lay into its knees, one of its legs breaks off, and this thing crashes down and is currently prone.
Perfect.
So, Rian, that is your turn.
Relax.
So, yeah, as it crashes down to the ground, Rian just kind of pulls up his sword and comes down and is going to try to booming blade this thing again.
All right. Now you do have an advantage because it is prone.
Hells yeah.
And you have a D4.
Yeah, we have the D4. And so we're just going to attack with the Dragon Slayer short sword first. Attack. Advantage.
You got this.
Yes!
21.
That'll definitely hit.
Nice. So we're going to do this foist.
Smackity, smack.
And then...
Ouch.
And then we're going to add...
Booming Blade.
Yup.
A Thunder.
Now, it's going to add some extra, because it's going to add the move stuff, too, so that doesn't count. It actually is only the... 1 second, let me make sure I got it right. 5th ready, get an extra 1d8 thunder damage on every hit, and then when it moves, it takes the 2. So that's only the 6 extra, so 16 damage.
That's still enough. How do you do this?
As it collapses down, yeah, he just lifts up that sword, and you just see, like, the electricity course through it, and he comes down, and he's like, rah, wham! And when it slams, the thunder just goes on its head and just fucking shatters its head open.
Blasts it down into the ice.
Yep.
Yeah, and with that, this thing collapses dead on the ice. But you could still see the cracks spider-webbing out from under it. It is very large and heavy.
Everybody gets back!
Back away.
Oh, yes. Dummies, way ahead of you.
Could I go scoop up Krellick? Before he gets underneath the ship.
Do you allow that, Krellick?
I mean, if he's doing it, then he's going to be a lot quicker, because Krellick's moving very slow.
Yep.
All right.
Drops to his belly and starts pushing himself backwards.
So, for what would have been the Frost Giant's start of its third turn, all the ice within 5 feet of it buckles and cracks, and just this thing starts to sink into the depths, you know, the little bits of bone disappearing into the black waters. There's now a big old hole in the ice where it previously was. But all of you got out of the way in time.
Woot!
See, it's fine because it's not over here where the pearls are.
Exactly.
He just goes right back to it.
Goes right all back right. to getting pearls.
Yes! We need to get as many of these as we can and then leave.
Hey, I'm gonna check this front part of the ship and then, I do think we need to get out of here as quick as possible, because this ice is too damn shifty.
So, I will say, just sort of wrap this up, because there's no other dangers in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Rian and Felgrin, all together, because of that that 3D on this D6 that Rian rolled.
Okay.
You find 3 pearls of a size with that 2,500.
Holy shit! Fuck. I only added 1 in our journal. Let me add fucking 3.
Yeah, you find 3 total.
And you said the other 2 were only like 25 apiece, right? You found like 2 that
yeah,
were little guys.
Yeah, little 25.
Little bab.
Pearls. Gotcha. Little babies.
Let's put 25 and then put times 2.
7,500 gold. Easy. Unfortunately, yeah. We didn't find anything to really help us in our mission.
So, yes.
Nope.
That part is unfortunate.
But if you want to keep traveling the ice and searching shipwrecks, you're certainly welcome to.
I mean, there were 2 shipwrecks down there.
She said the other one was like almost sunken, like completely sunken.
Boo.
You could send somebody under the water if you want.
I mean, I'm willing to give it a shot if we want to go look at it. Again, I want to test out my thing. But it's up to you guys. Would it make sense for us to do it after this?
Yes. Nobody got hurt.
I think Krellick's just freaked out.
Yeah, I don't think Krellick would go further.
I mean, we have to check it, right?
The other thing is we have to dive for it, and we'd have to get in frigid water.
I can get in frigid water. I can just polymorph into something that is totally fine in frigid water. Like a seal or something.
But then what if something's down there?
Then I run away as a seal. Arf, arf. Borp, borp.
Someone could just jump down this hole, go over to it real quick and see what it is. Come back.
I mean, I'm not against that. It's like real fast. In fact, again, I kind of want to try something out real fast.
By all means. If I don't have to go, I don't want to.
I think this is a bad idea.
Oh, it's most certainly probably a bad idea.
Duly noted.
Most of our ideas are bad ideas, but
that's true.
You guys come out in the end. Everything kind of works out.
So far.
None of us are dead.
So far.
As I say, other people around us have died, but we haven't died yet, so...
And that's all at that worst, matters.
We lose Dazan, so...
Yeah, Dazan is expendable.
And he just kind of says that smiling at Dazan. Actually, I probably shouldn't make those comments with Josie not here to do Dazan.
That is not very nice.
Fuck you guys.
Hello, it's me, Dazan.
Totally the same voice.
Played by Josie, your DM.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, the part of Dazan will be played by Eric tonight.
Wah, wah.
Oh, Felgren, you're so handsome.
Felgren, you're so handsome. It's unbelievable.
You're such a better sorcerer than I am.
Well, I'm a wizard, and wizards are lame. Everybody knows that.
It's true. I have to read books. You can just do it.
Yeah, and Felgren would be like, yes. Yeah, because I'm luckier than you, and therefore better than you.
Okay. Excellent. You're going down the hole that the frost giant skeleton left in its wake?
I think he's going to turn, he's going to turn to Felgren. He's like, okay, like, I have a good feeling about this, but, like, be ready with your little transform me thing.
Go, okay. Stop talking.
Okay, here we go.
Do it now.
He's like, whoo.
That's how this works, go.
And he, like, runs and jumps, jumps into the fucking hole. Miri, after me! And he, like, fucking just leaps.
Yeah,
there he goes. He's gonna do something.
Yep.
As soon as you hit the cold water, it is a sudden, like, it is a jolting shock of frigid cold. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, as he hits the water and it, like, hits him, he's just like, oh my god. And he's got that plate on, and he starts to, like, okay, where's frigid water for a number of minutes equal to its constitution modifier for ill effects? Okay, perfect. Requires each additional minute spent past the frigid water succeed, needs a DC 10 constitution saving throw, or gain one level of exhaustion. That shouldn't be an issue. A minute per my constitution modifier? And okay, so we'll decide on what you think about this. So, theater of the mind. So as he leaps in and hits the water, he starts to, like, sink. Like, immediately with that plate armor. And he's, like, trying to, like, he's, like, immediately he starts panicking. And he's like, what the fuck did I just do? Why did I just do this? This is the stupidest fucking thing in the world. What was I thinking? Why would I do this? And then all of a sudden he has, like, this moment of, like, clarity where, like, he's like, I'm in trouble. I'm probably going to die now. Don't worry. Maybe Miri will save me. Hopefully she can haul me out. And then he, like, there's, like, calm goes over him for a second. And then there's this moment where he essentially, like, taps into this, like, draconic side of himself. And he is going to cast this, and he's going to use the aquatic adaptation, except I was flavoring it as he is essentially, like, transforming more into, like, the dragon side of like, more like Miri. Like, his armor kind of becomes part of him, and it becomes, like, the plates, like, interlock and become, like, the scales, and he, like, his, like, fingers web, and then he essentially becomes dragon-like and takes on the aquatic form, and he can breathe underwater.
So using alter self to adapt yourself to the water.
Yep. Now, again, I was gonna say, you can make the call as far as, like, the ability to, whether I'm as affected by the cold still, because, like I said, I'm flavoring it as Miri, like, being more like Miri, but that doesn't mean I actually get that, because the spell does not allow that in any way, shape, or form, so at least it doesn't say anything about that. just says your body to an aquatic environment. Doesn't say like, oh, by the way, you can just go in fucking subarctic temperatures. So your call as far as that goes. But
no, yeah, it says that you adapt your body to a body of water.
Yeah.
You adapt your body to an aquatic environment. I guess it's how you want to read it. Like
to whichever one you're in is what it reads to me.
Gotcha.
That's a pretty generous interpretation of it. But
I didn't see that specifically,
I am a benevolent DM. I am your benevolent god, and I say.
Well, then I appreciate that because that's awesome. And then so then he like becomes this like thing, and I think he even like sprouts almost like a tail that helps him guide, and he just like starts swimming with Miri, and it's all because Felgren taught him, she turned him into that dolphin, and it, like unlocked something in him. He realized like, oh, I can. This is natural. I understand this. Like, this is I'm not a dolphin. I'm a dragon. Goddammit.
Aww.
Then him and Miri jumps in with him, and then him and her take off underneath the water. So.
All right.
Can go at least. We're just going to go check out that boat, and because you said it was mostly sunk underneath, so we're just going to swim underneath it, check out the holds, and get the fuck out of there if there's nothing there.
Yeah, it is. It is certainly strange being under the ice again. You know, you can see that what little light is coming from above, from the aurora overhead, penetrates into the darkness a little, just under the ice, and then all you have is blackness. Past a certain point, you approach the ship and see that it is more intact than the one that you fought the frost giant skeleton at. Sunken, you know, there's a huge hole in its side from whatever, you know, caused these ships to sink. But otherwise, in relatively good repair. Cruising up to it, to that big hole in the side, you peek inside and you see the same sort of oysters that you saw in the previous wreck. A couple of those clinging to the inside of this vessel. It is very difficult to see what else might be in there though, because you're currently just looking down what appears to be a narrow hallway, you know, that this hole inside of the ship tore into. And there are a couple of rooms off of it, but you can't really make out what's in those.
Gotcha. Well, if I'm down here, I might as in Miri's with me, I think I'll, you know, explore it just a little bit, but not just to run around essentially whatever's available to me to check out.
Okay. Yeah, so cruising in. The ship was built for giants. So when I say narrow hallway, I mean comparatively. You float past a room, and Miri is able to follow you into this wreck. And looking inside, you see a pair of massive bunk beds that can easily fit your entire party onto one of them, lying down sideways.
Slumber party.
But all the bedding is, like, molded and kind of free-floating in the cold waters. You know, you can see that there's a book of some kind, but, you know, as soon as you go to touch it, like, it crumbles at your touch. But floating to another cabin, you head in, and you see that this must have been a kitchen at one point. And looking around amidst all the debris in here, you know, and a couple of oysters clinging to the sides, you see a rusty cauldron that you catch a glint of something within, something shiny.
Ooh.
Sort of tipped over on its side.
Yeah, of course I'm gonna go check it out.
Okay.
There's no fucking way I couldn't.
All right. Well, as you go to check it out, you see that on the sloped deck, you know, because this is underwater, it's all askew, under the cauldron, that there are a number of coins that have spilled out. And within it, you see heaps of silver and copper within. All of it kind of mixed together and spilling out onto the floor. There's also, buried amidst the coins, the bottom half of what appears to be a small statuette. But only its feet are poking up from the coins.
Interesting.
Oh, fuck. Anybody want to put money on this as a fucking mimic?
Do it.
I know. I'm absolutely going to do it. Because Rian doesn't know any better. So yeah, as soon as he sees that gold, he's like, hells yeah. And goes to fucking grab at the stuff and the...
Oh,
and
score!
He's like, tons of money. Fuck yeah. Goes to grab the cauldron and like... Because you said a bunch of stuff's in the cauldron, then there's stuff under the cauldron, and then there's a statue sticking out of it too, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep, so yeah, he's
going... And the coins, it's buried head down.
Yep, so I think he's going to reach in there and snag that fucking statue and take a look at it.
Okay.
Yep, there it is.
As you pull out the statuette, mm-hmm. you see that it's made of blue coral.
Ooh,
and, pretty. The top half is... Go ahead and roll me a history check.
History. Not great at
I
this.
Say with advantage because you're a sailor. You'd probably...
Oh, sweet. Not great. Oh, I did disadvantage. Whoops. That should be a 10.
Should be a 10?
Yeah, not great either way. It was a 4 and a 10.
That's a weird looking man. He's got fins and shit on his head. At the same time, buddy.
Fuck!
Wank.
Can you give me a wisdom saving throw?
Wank. You're dead.
I'm not dead.
You're so fucking dead.
I'm not dead. I'm fine. Rip.
You're so dead. Oh, that 12? Wasn't a good roll. You're dead.
Dead. Dead.
Stop
it. Under the water, dead.
You're I'm dead. Underwater alone.
A 12? Well, the DC was 13.
Oh, back me in the back.
Wait, this hold is on.
You dead. Feel, as you are holding this statuette, your fingers suddenly lock up around it, and you feel your body join it. As you are under the spell, hold person. As drifting into your view, you can't turn your head to see from one of the other rooms in the wreck, is a green-skinned woman with lank green hair who's just kind of, you know, pokes her head around a corner and gives you the most sinister smile you've ever seen. And in Aquin, so traveling through the water very clearly, oh, is that a language you speak, honey?
Aquin? No, of course I don't speak Aquin.
Yep. You don't understand what she says.
Unless it sounds a little bit like Draconic, or Gnomish, or Dwarvish.
Nope. But you feel a thrashing in the water behind you, and that connection you have with Miri in your mind. Sudden rage from her.
Goddamn right.
And... in the currents from whatever she's doing back there, you yourself, you know, you're still held, start to drift to be able to see. And you could see there are another two hags there on either side of her. And that's where we're going to end our session.
Fuck me! Oh, I'm dying! I'm gonna die!